KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience. Good afternoon. I am Tarina Quinn, and I'm going to be here till 5 o'clock with you. I'm just getting started with my afternoon, and what better way to start than in Studio 1A with some live music. We welcome Matt Corby to Studio 1A. Hi.
Hi, how's it going?
Thanks for coming from all the way from Australia.
Yeah,
thanks for having me. And not your first time in Austin, so.
I've been here a couple times before.
Yeah, so welcome back.
Not when it's normal.
You mean South by South?
Yeah. Absolute chaos.
I don't know if we're ever normal anymore, okay. But that's cool. That's what we do. But we're going to hear a tune, talk about the show tonight at Hog Auditorium with Cactus Cafe. But yeah, we'll get started with some live music with Matt Corby on KUTX.
And it's a combination of reality and my imagination. I cannot tolerate my anxiety for the moment. Oh, I get angry at myself for trying to impress you. I cannot rectify my embarrassment on the subject. Always on the knife's edge here with you. We're faded out of you. You know my worry on the couch for you. I get low with you. I hate it when we're cruel. You know my worry on the couch from fear of what I do. They wanted to feel like a baby.
Corby live in Studio 1A on KUTX 98.9 Knife Edge from your new album, Telluric. So smooth. I loved it.
Thanks.
And we've been playing that one, actually.
That's cool.
The album is your debut album, but I know you've got some EPs under your belt that have done quite well in Australia. And there you kind of, dare I say, famous.
Yeah,
but maybe have some anonymity here in the States.
Yeah, it's slightly easier to kick around.
Do you like that? I know.
I think so, yeah. It's definitely a little bit of paranoia leaves you when you come over here, which is good.
Well, I wondered, you know, about, well, I think a lot of people wonder what it's like to get that sort of reaction from people as far as being famous, and you know, you often don't give a lot of empathy to, you know, celebrity types, because you're like, oh, they chose to be in that position, they're just gonna have to deal with it.
Yeah.
So what's your take on that, and how do you escape besides coming to the U.S.?
I mean, like the ideologies behind fame or the cultural understanding of it and the way that it's dealt with as a mass of people is really weird to me. I don't quite understand it.
Agreed.
It's, I don't know. I mean, no one necessarily really needs to be idolized in any sense. It's, I mean, all music's supposed to do is create community instead of create a divide, and fame creates a divide.
Oh, yeah.
So it's, yeah, it's kind of destructive to lots of art forms. But if you, you know, just want to be famous, then do it and keep polluting the cultural landscape of it.
So how do you...
do you know what I mean? Is that...
No, I'm with you. Cool. I mean, there's something... people can't really handle being idolized. It's not good for their...
It's not natural.
Their psyche. And yeah, a lot of people lose it. Some people learn to deal with it.
Yeah.
But I think it's interesting that I've read about you that, it, you know, it's one of those things that's not your favorite about what you do.
Yeah, it's the negative byproduct of just dedicating your life to entertaining people, I guess, in whatever capacity.
Well, on some level, you got to do it, you know, just like networking or meeting fans. I'm sure you appreciate that.
Yeah, that's
you know,
cool.
They've got to have some fans. If you didn't, then, well, you could still play music.
Yeah, sure. Just in the basement somewhere.
Yeah.
With your buds.
Why not? Well, the new album, Telluric, from Matt Corby is out now. It came out in March, and I read this is the second version of the album, and the first version kind of got scrapped.
Yeah. Yeah, completely new
songs.
That's
ballsy, as it were. I don't know if I can say that.
Well, I mean, not if you heard the first record.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fair. It's good to look at yourself that way, you know, and be, well, it's, I guess it's good to be your own best critic, but your best friend, too, and be honest with yourself.
It's a tough thing, a balance to strike, isn't it? It's really hard.
Well, tell us about the making of the album, Telluric, because... I know you went off into some quiet space where you could be really loud.
Yeah. I was still concerned about being noisy. I have this thing where I really freak out whenever I play drums or anything that, like, everyone's just going to get pissed off in the neighborhood.
That's thoughtful of you.
And our closest neighbor was, like, a good half mile away, but I was still concerned. It's terrible. But we spent two months, me and two friends at two different sort of periods, just recording idea after idea every day. And some days would be, you'd finish with a song, and some days you'd finish with like a cool rhythm section thing with a bass line.
Mm-hmm.
We probably wrote about maybe 20 to 25 songs in 2 months that we were all kind of like, oh, what should be on the album? It was a good bunch to choose from. I remember both these guys then met me in Melbourne.
Who are these guys? You can introduce them.
This is Jack Standen, my keys player, and this is Mike Hayden, my drummer, obviously. Mm-hmm. It would be weird if they were sitting at other instruments. Anyway.
Well, people on the radio can't
know
that, so they appreciate
true,
that.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, I forgot.
There's people listening.
Yeah, I just realized it's not just us having a combo. What was I saying?
We were talking about the album.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
how
that's
creating
right.
it, and how these guys, you know, helped you out as far as making lots of noise.
Yeah. So from all the demos that we made in that little house, we took to these guys and spent 3 weeks in a studio, basically recapturing it with all their flair and gravitas, musical gravitas.
Well, it sounds fun.
Which was great. Yeah.
Bet you had some fun there.
It was really fun. Yeah, for sure.
Well, more fun tonight at the Hogg Auditorium here on UT campus. The show is at 8 p.m. The doors will open at 7 o'clock. The Overcoats, also on the bill with Matt Corby tonight. CactusCafe.org for tickets, or you can get them at the door, but jump online and read all about Matt. Telluric is the new album, and we're going to hear another song from Matt Corby here in Studio 1A live on KUTX.
Thank you.
it's our salvation from idol corporations, the empire's attractions are.
Matt Corby live in Studio 1A on KUTX 98.9. Beautiful voice. Beautiful. Well, it's prettier than mine. It's amazing. So how long have you been singing? Was it just started as a toddler, yes?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think when I was about 5, it was the first time I sang for anyone.
And was it good? Because my daughter is just like loves singing. It's not great, but it's getting better. And so I'm wondering, okay, maybe it's not brought you anything, but or were you just great off the bat, Matt?
Well, after I sang for my music teacher when I was 5, she then took me to the principal and was like, do it again.
Oh, okay.
So I sang for
do
her.
That trick.
Yeah, whatever you did.
Wow, and then
that day she actually got me up in front of the whole school as a 5-year-old, just handed me the mic. She's like, we have a lovely grade 2 student. Sing us a song right now. It's like, oh, yeah, okay, cool. Like,
and you were cool with it.
Well, at that time, you have no performance anxiety. You don't even know what you're doing. You're just like, just have a mic, you're standing in front of everyone going, singing a song.
Will you sing that song for us now?
No.
Okay. Had to ask.
Yeah.
Well, it's been wonderful with you, Matt Corby, tonight at Hog Auditorium with Cactus Cafe. CactusCafe.org is the website. They're going to cut one more song, and we'll have all three available in our archives at KUTX.org. We've got our media crew in here, too, and we'll have some video to go with that audio. And thanks to Jake Perlman and Cliff Hargrove over there, our engineers, making it sound that much better, although Matt, you're kind of pulling it off on your own there. And thanks, you guys, for stopping in. So we're going to say bye. Good luck at the show. Everybody needs to go and enjoy this talent. The album is Telluric. It's getting lots of kind words and critical acclaim, and people can pick that up.
That's cool.
In stores. So you didn't know? Yeah.
Truly.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you.
And thanks for listening to KUTX.
We are the fixture of industry, so then let go all undecided holding me. I had to call up, enlighten me, up until the way I sold our issues of dependency. I have been torn up with the right to be. And I'm hoping for the day you all go belly side up on me. Thank you. stood in the corner when we would fight to act upon the lying and machine about to die. And so it's open, your mind's becoming open. I'll wait with your medicine until you come on over. I have been torn up with the right today. And I'm hoping for the day you won't do barely sign up.
Thank you.